Hi, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Chris. I'm your host. Joining me tonight are Dan.
Hey.
Tiff.
Hi.
And Dean.
Get in my belly.
Yeah.
Our feature topic is our dream Nintendo mobile games. Spoiler alert, we all voted for an F-Zero gem swap puzzler. Am I lying?
Fuck. Yes.
No, agreed.
Falcon Punch.
You'll find out in a minute. Welcome to Stone Age Gaming. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 45 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast. How are we all feeling?
Excellently.
I gotta be honest. All I can think about right now is an F-Zero gem swap game where Falcon punches the shit out of the other person's gems on the other side and fucks whole thing that they've been building. Oh, that's brilliant.
The Falcon Punch would have to come like in Candy Crush when you get two of the sprinkle candies and you swap them and it like blows out the entire board.
Oh, that's good too.
That would be your Falcon Punch.
Oh, the shit writes itself. This is going to be a great episode.
Kickstarter number 72.
I'm excited.
I hope if you fail, like he just fucking crashes through his windshield and fucking dies.
EMTs pull up and they're like, "Sir, what's your name? What's today's date?"
Punch,
Falcon
kick,
Falcon kick punch. I'm a rare amiibo.
The game is only playable if you have the amiibo. Free to play, but only if you have the Captain Falcon amiibo. Well, if you're curious what the hell we're talking about, as you may have heard, Nintendo recently announced a partnership with mobile developer DNA to make games for mobile devices. What they have said is that these games are going to be developed from the ground up for the mobile market, not ports of existing software. They have new dev teams dedicated specifically for this purpose, which got me thinking, what would be my ideal vision for a Nintendo mobile game? And I've asked our panel the very same question, so we're going to discuss what we've come up with. So, Tiff, why don't you go first?
Okay, well, my initial thought, and I'm kind of upset that they put out a statement saying we're specifically not doing ports, because when I first heard this, the only thing that I could think of is classic Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers, possibly Super Mario Brothers 2, original Donkey Kong, on the phone, where you have like a little touchscreen D-pad and a little touchscreen A button and B button, you could totally side scroll. Like, it just seems perfect. And I think that my life would probably devolve into chaos if that ever happened, because I would sit on my couch and play Super Mario Brothers on my phone all day long. I think that would be amazing. And I'm really sad that they're not saying they're going to do it.
So Tiff, that exact thing you just described was Nintendo. Nintendo specifically, explicitly said, no, fuck that.
I know. So that made me really sad.
I hate virtual D-pads. I hate them so much. Virtual D-pads and buttons, like, I feel like if that's what you're doing for your mobile games, you've missed the point. Like, make it for that platform. Like, you can't do games that require that kind of tactile feedback, but That's just my opinion.
No, I think I would enjoy the bejesus out of it. But because they specifically said we're specifically not doing this, I came up with something new. So now, instead of desperately wanting all those things that I can't ever have, now I want a first-person Mario Kart.
Okay.
Not an over-the-shoulder, not a top-down view. I want to be in the cart, turning my phone side to side like a steering wheel, because they all have the little fucking gyros in them now. And I want a first-person Mario Kart where there would just be little icons on the side for you to release your shell or what have you. And maybe a tiny little map in the top to show you if someone was coming up behind you. But other than that, a stripped-down first-person Mario Kart, I think, would be awesome.
I didn't even think of a Mario Kart. Can you imagine doing, like, you could aim your shells by, like, pointing on the screen? Uh-huh. Oh, man, green shells would be so much more dangerous.
Uh-huh. And also awesome.
Indeed. Wow.
Mainly dangerous.
That's mainly dangerous. Wow.
So that's what I'm going to hold out hope for. I think that they could do something really, really killer with that. I know that other companies have tried to do first-person racers on mobile devices, and they're always a little kind of, but I think that's mostly because they're trying to go for like a realistic, like Need for Speed style racer. But I think that that's not possible on such a small screen. But I think that the cartoon style of Mario Kart could work out so cool. And the first person wouldn't be as boring as I personally find first person racers to be, because you have all of the added components of the items and, you know, stuff you have to skip and go around and all that kind of stuff. I just think that would be awesome.
I want to be able to see Mario's gloves on the steering wheel. I need that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would have to be able to see the front of the cart and your steering wheel. Like your eyeballs would be the character's eyeballs, because you should still be able to pick if you want to be Mario or Peach or Yoshi or whatever. So you would still have to be able to see some of that.
I would actually even take it a step further, and because one of my favorite Mario Kart games is Double Dash, and one of my favorite things to do that I think is kind of underutilized is local multiplayer with phone games, mobile games, and do like a Double Dash style local multiplayer where you do work just like Double Dash, but it's all from first person.
That would be apeshit if like someone was looking out the back of the car and stuff.
Yeah, so you have like one player that's the person in the back of the cart throwing weapons and stuff behind you or switching and throwing them in front, and the other person is driving, like local multiplayer, total asymmetric like that. That would be so awesome.
So you would end up looking in public parks and finding a bunch of people standing back to back to each other with their phones out.
Play Mario with me!
On a skateboard.
The gyrometer is actually speed sensitive too, so if you're going 5 miles an hour on the skateboard, you're going 5 miles an hour in the game as well. There's just people running around tied to each other.
Oh good, so people will start playing it while they're driving. That'd be fabulous.
Yes. Oh, it's the best idea ever. I'm going to mount it just
so
like the
many
GPS. Just mount it to my windshield. I'll be playing that while I'm driving. And since it's tilt sensitive, you're going to have to like take your turns really fast in order to make your car tilt.
So what we're really saying here is screw the mobile games. Invent a virtual reality cartoon racer where you can actually go out in some race cars, but Mario Kart. So
did
we
you
need
say
to...
virtual reality?
Yes, I did.
Because Nintendo needs to trademark that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, they probably should. Trademark. TIFF. Give me a call, Nintendo. Seriously, like, could you imagine a bunch of people out, like, at a carnival on some, like, little go-karts with Oculus Rifts on their eyeballs playing actual for real-life Mario Kart?
I like it. I like the idea. I hope something like that happens in some way, shape, or form. You know what? To be honest, Nintendo would be crazy to pass up a Mario Kart with some sort of immersive feature like that. If they do, they're fucking dumb.
Yeah, I mean, making it, that's one of their biggest names is Mario Kart. It's one of their best sellers. I mean, heck, the game sold super well on Wii U. So imagine how well
the game
it would do
actually
on...
sold Wii U's.
Exactly. Imagine how much it would do on mobile. That's a good one, Tiff. Well,
side
well
note.
Played.
Side note, excited for Metroid DLC coming out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Metroid DLC coming out for Mario Kart. There's a Metroid map pack, I think it is, or something.
The hell are you talking about?
What?
Oh, and the Kid Icarus one.
See, I'm not fucking crazy. Dan knows what I'm talking about.
You guys are
so
full of
garbage. So, like,
you
have to drive around...
No,
on...
Fuck, I'm going to look it up now because you guys are calling me full of garbage and I don't particularly appreciate that.
So, like you're saying there isn't, like there's going to be a stage and everything?
I think so. Yeah, there you go. Mario Kart DLC coming out. Excuse me. May include Baby Park and Metroid tracks. So, apologies. There were some people data mining and they found the... what do you call it? File names for the tracks.
Well, Baby Kart's definitely coming out. The other one's Neo Bowser City. They announced all the tracks for this second DLC pack, and Baby Park is in it. There's already the Samus costume that you can get with the amiibo, but there's like Ribbon Road from GBA, Cheese Land from GBA, and a couple of new courses too. Big Blue from F-Zero is going to be in it, which is
yeah. What
cool.
What it looks like is that there were two that weren't announced. One's called WU_Metro and people are like, Metroid? But I doubt it because they probably would have just typed out Metroid.
Yeah, the Metro is probably called, the Bowser one.
Yeah, and the Neo Bowser City is actually typed out as Neo Bowser City. Huh. And then there's another one called WU_Woods, which would be cool if it was like a Wario Woods type.
Well, that'd be
thing.
Neat. One of the courses is definitely a Woods level. It looks pretty neat.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I'd be excited if there was a Metroid level. Anyway, my apologies for my blasphemy.
It just blew my mind. Like, I've been sitting here this whole time trying to even remotely imagine what that would look like. And
that would be amazing.
Brinstar, bro.
I think I'm starting to, like, bleed out my ears.
I know Dan was just trolling me when he said Kid Icarus DLC.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what blew your cover, Dean.
Sorry, Dean. I apologize.
I'm going to rip your fucking beard off and rip. Whoa. You know what? I'm not going to go
Whoa.
Any further.
Wow.
Because it was about to get real visceral. So,
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of visceral, Dan, you're up.
Well, when I heard that Nintendo had signed this agreement, I thought now is the perfect time because Nintendo, as a company, has always been very... very caring about their clientele and about the way that they are perceived in the market and how they want to be a system that does good things, a company that does good things. And I think it's even so much more advantageous for them now with the coming introduction of the Apple Watch. Right now, the Apple Watch is going to be a bajillion dollars to start with, but eventually they will become these ubiquitous devices that we all have and are glued to as well as our phones. And I think now is the perfect time for them to put out some sort of health sensing technology, like maybe call it the vitality sensor or something. You know, because there's going to be all that stuff in the... No, not a good idea.
Where the hell are you going with this?
Shut up, Dan. Asshole.
The Wii Vitality Sensor? Not
fucking
anyone.
Whole
thing all right,
just
go
supposed
home.
To be making fun of Chris?
No, I just thought it would be funny.
You know
anyway,
what? Go,
it was
go
funny.
Put yourself in the cage with the dog.
I'm not running around biting the cat. I get to sit here. No. I thought two things. One, three things.
Okay.
Four
One,
things,
three,
two, and
13,
things.
Two things. The first thing, three things.
Three things. The first thought was that
you're coming and need some more thoughts.
This
addendum
is
A.
Addendum A, column
Appendix B.
1-174. No one has any idea what Nintendo is going to do. Right, we're going to sit here and think about all this shit, and we're going to go, yeah, that makes total sense. And then Nintendo's going to announce something, and you're going to go, what the fuck is that? Where did that come from? Because that's what Nintendo does. So
that's true. That is what Nintendo do.
That being the case, what I would honestly like to see from them, with the fact that Apple opened up their controller development information, I want Nintendo to basically make for me a Game Boy that I slide my phone into and have actual buttons and an actual controller to play their shit.
I hate to break it to you, but that's sort of coming out.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Hyperkin do that? Hyperkin's
yeah,
that?
Hyperkin is
yeah.
doing that.
No. I don't want... I want
he
Nintendo
wants an actual Game Boy.
I want it to be a goddamn Game Boy.
An original Game Boy that you can slide your phone in where the screen should go.
That's sort of what Hyperkin is doing.
Well,
sort
Hyperkin is not Nintendo.
Doesn't count.
Well, Nintendo's not going to do it because they don't give a shit about old stuff that people can buy not from them. They give a shit about new things that people can buy from them.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's yeah, they can make new games for it, but you can just
for
control
the original
it.
Game Boy?
Absolutely.
Or are you saying like a
well,
new
you
system?
Well, you would make the controls
the
look
control
and feel
would
like
look
a Game
like
Boy,
an original Game
but
Boy,
you could
but you could make
play
any game you want.
Obviously new games on it.
I don't know. They're making something called the fucking NX. That could be whatever you want it to be.
Well, there you go.
At this point, they said it's going to have cross compatibility and whatnot. And well, they said their next line of consoles are going to have cross compatibility, sort of like, I guess, a more extreme version of the Vita and the PS4, because that's like a very subtle compatibility.
Well, they've kind of.
I don't believe shit that comes out of Nintendo since they told me I was going to get a Revolution that had backwards compatible with every Nintendo system.
Tiff, they never told you that.
Somebody told me that, and I was really excited.
Somebody told you that. It wasn't Nintendo. It wasn't any official news outlet. It was never going to happen.
Uncle Reggie never said that.
And as far as the NX is concerned, they've said very little of any actual substance, like, at all. So, I mean, it's going to in some way communicate with PCs and mobile devices, and in some way, were they talking about...
It's a power cable. It's a power cable that will power all of your thingies.
No, they were talking about their portable device their portable system being able to communicate with their console. That's what they were talking about. So they're talking about you buying a console, you buying their portable, and then working in tandem with each other. Which okay,
so,
they
so
should.
So basically,
if you're
they're saying
both.
That you could pick up your Wii Pad and walk away with it. And
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah,
like
they're
that.
They haven't they've been like so vague about it as like. Like, we don't know if NX is a handheld a TV console or a combination of the two. We don't know what it is.
It's,
we know
it's
that
a concept.
Their
and
new
I...
network that they're piecing together is going to have some sort of communication with 3DS, Wii U, NX, mobile, and PC. So they're working on some sort of web frame network. But as far as what NX is, like, I mean, besides the code name, which is also some sort of map making program for PCs, so it's definitely not going to be called NX. Maybe it's
just a new version of the map making program.
That would be awesome. Like, it's we stopped making video games, we're just going to make maps. I don't even know if that's what the program is, but I know there's some sort of computer program that is called NX. So, but yeah, as far as like what that thing is, we don't know jack, and I don't think we're going to find out anything for quite a while. I think that was just them pacifying their investors when they made that mobile announcement, saying, no, we're not abandoning the games market. We have something else in the works, but this is just to calm you guys down. We are doing this mobile thing. So,
well, I mean, we're already in quarter two, and they're shooting for a 2016 date for the system. So, I mean...
Are they?
It said
if they are, they better start talking.
Because I mean, they said it's not going to be at E3 this year. As far as I know, they haven't set any sort of targets on that. Like they purposely avoided all that stuff.
The article that I read, and I believe it was quoted. I'll bring it up again. I'm pretty sure it said 2016.
I thought they were aiming for 2016 E3. For the announcement.
Yeah, I think that's what they were talking about, is you're not going to see it until 2016 E3. Like, I think that's more what they were trying to say, because, I mean, I don't know. Nobody knows how long are they going to ride out the Wii U. Like, how long has it started to become profitable for them yet? Are they starting to break even with it yet? I don't know.
I can't even imagine that if they're announcing something at 2016's E3 that it's going to be a console. I cannot even imagine that they would move on that quickly from the Wii U.
Yeah, because now Wii U Zelda isn't coming out till 2016. So would they really announce a new console and effectively make Zelda the Wii U swan song, or do they have...
No, hang on. I got the article. Yesterday, he made those next generation plans a little more concrete, saying Nintendo would discuss a brand new concept for dedicated gaming device called... Oh, no, okay, you're right. It's they're shooting for a more concrete idea in 2016. So this won't be coming out for quite some time. This is just a concept right now. But we'll be seeing the mobile stuff, I guess, relatively soon.
I think they said by the end of this year we'll see the first titles.
I mean, I don't know if you guys read this, but they are the second largest shareholder now for DNA. They invested a large amount of money in this.
And not only that, but DNA also bought a stake in Nintendo. Like, this is...
Right.
This is not them, like, putzing around. They are dead serious about this whole concept. Like, they are jumping right into this.
Well, I mean, the scary thing is, though, if this pans out, are they going to cut back on console stuff? I mean, I don't want that to happen. I like my Nintendo on the consoles.
I think that's why they announced NX. Like, I think that's why they did that at the investor meeting. That's them saying, like, as far as dev teams for mobile games are concerned, are so much smaller than the dev teams that are related to the...
Yeah, if they're having a whole separate company that's going to be doing it, obviously that they have a partnership with, but with a whole separate company doing it, I don't see why anything at Nintendo proper has to change at all.
Well, the thing is that, you know, if mobile games start panning out to be more profitable than console games, wouldn't you tend to think, just strictly from a business standpoint, we should make more mobile games and not so many console games, because what's making us money right now?
For any company that wasn't Nintendo, sure. But as we previously discussed, Nintendo is pants on head insane and will continue to do whatever they think is right until they die. I mean,
they're bringing a pumpkin to a knife fight crazy.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. They're bringing a pumpkin to a knife fight because that's the kind of nuts they are. And I'm sure whatever... Because they have said that they wouldn't do anything in mobile unless they could make it work for them. And one of their overarching plans for this mobile thing is to point people back to their consoles. Like, using the mobile space as a way of getting their brands further into the public eye, and then using that leverage to get people to play, you know, the more full scale games on the consoles.
Right,
which
like
brings me to my third of 2 points.
Okay.
Fuck you, Dan.
Well, it does. No, that's actually a perfect segue, because like I said before we got off on this crazy side tangent, I don't think any of us, like, I know we're going to talk about what we want to see. I don't think any of us are going to come anywhere close to the mark as far as what Nintendo is going to do.
Agreed.
Because, again, this is the company that took, you know, Mario and stuck him in outer space and running around a world and went, you know, we can skip Metroid this generation because why the fuck not? And Pikmin. That's a thing that you didn't know you needed, and now you fucking need it. Like, all their ideas are so completely off the map that it is one of the things that makes Nintendo so wonderful. But with them saying that they want to direct gamers back to their console titles, I would like to see a level of interactivity between the phones or tablets and the games themselves, like where Tiff and I could sit on the couch, and they do it a little bit with the Wii U and the gamepad now, like when you're playing your favorite game, New Super Mario Brothers Wii U, you can tap and put
blocks
in and that sort of thing. I want to see more stuff like that expanded into the rest of their games. I don't know exactly what that looks like.
It basically looks like using your phone as a de facto Wii pad.
But right, that could almost backfire, because that could, you know, if Nintendo's big thing is you know, trying to get people to buy like a paid for version by getting them to play the free to play ones, these games could just be walking, or, you know, interactive billboards for the most part. Like, oh, hey, here's Kirby and he's cool in this. But you could buy this $40 thing that comes up every 5 minutes to tell you to buy it, which I almost wouldn't put that past Nintendo.
Yeah. But like
right,
for the Mario Kart thing, shush. Like for the
it's my turn, goddammit.
I've been trying to say this for 20 minutes. Like the Mario Kart thing with that, the Mario Kart mobile game is going to be a different experience than the console game, because it's first person and all that. But the Mario Kart mobile game only has 6 tracks in it, and those tracks are available but in expanded in the actual Mario Kart game. So it gives you a little bit of taste of Mario Kart of, isn't this kind of fun? But this isn't a full Mario Kart game. And if I'm enjoying this, then I'm going to go get the new Mario Kart that ties into it to be able to play the full real thing.
Right. And see, what I want to see is that Mario Kart game, like Chris said, Double Dash. I love Double Dash as well. I thought it was a really cool take on the series. So you take Double Dash on the console, give me my mobile version of it where on my tablet or on my phone, I am the character in
the
back
second,
of the cart,
yeah,
controlling the weapons, looking at it from the first person view. I can see the top of Donkey Kong's fucking head and I could pretend like I could scratch him. Right, and I can direct the turtle shells out and that sort of thing.
No, but I want to be the shy guy that's at the start and the finish line. That's who I want to be.
But my point with that is that if they were to do a double dash on the Wii U, that clearly would happen on the gamepad. Clearly, that would be the smartest way to do that.
I know. I rather have a unique experience to a mobile device rather than something that's saying, this is good, but you should probably buy me on the Nintendo Wii U or the Nintendo NX or the 3DS.
Well, I think that's what they're going for. Those are the two pieces of what they were saying, is that they want to make unique experiences that are tailored to the mobile market, but also something that increases brand awareness and in some way gets people to buy their handheld or buy their console and buy other games. So, yeah, you could have a completely unique Kirby game on your mobile device, but in some way they would want it to also say, if you like this kind of thing, why not try this as well? Like a more fleshed out experience. So,
well, and it's got to be something like that, because you just can't have you can't have a full-scale Kirby game on your iPhone. You just can't do it. The device isn't capable of that.
Exactly,
It has to be a smaller, simpler game. But, like, Fat Princess has done a really good job with it, because Fat Princess's mobile game is a gem swap, and it's a gem swap with some RPG elements, but at the end of the day, it's just a gem swap. But actually beating certain levels in the Fat Princess mobile game gets you things in the actual Fat Princess game. Like, if once you pass a certain level, you get a code for a free download for the real Fat Princess game and various things like that. So while it is Fat Princess related, it's not like you're just playing that game on your phone.
Yeah, and it's not like it's just there. Its only purpose is to advertise this other thing. It is a product unto itself that then points to another product. And I think that's their goal. I think that's what they're going for.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I really think at the end of the day, we are going to be completely shocked with whatever it is that they have come up with.
I could not possibly agree with you more. I mean,
unless it's like an Angry Birds version of, or like a Kirby version of Angry Birds.
It's just going to be Flappy Bird.
Angry Curbs.
Angry Curbs.
Flappy and like, Curbs?
And like
Flappy Curbs.
Flappy Curbs. And like when you tap on the screen, he changes into like different shit.
Kirby Crush.
Kirby Crush.
Kirby Crush. Why saga. The fuck are you a plate now? God damn it. That doesn't help me at all.
I mean, I will
Plants
agree.
Vs. Kirby's?
Plants vs. Kirby's. I think that we did say in a previous episode that if they don't come with a Dr. Mario gem swap,
they have missed the boat.
They're losing.
That's a no-brainer.
I don't know that we have said that, but we freaking should have, because come on, give me.
It's just a missed opportunity.
Indeed. All right, well, we're going to take ourselves a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about mine and Dean's dream Nintendo mobile games, so stick around. And now, here's a look at some of the other original content available right now at Geekade.com.
First, we have a brand new podcast. Do you like video game music? Of course you fucking do. Do you like listening to people talk about video game music? Of course you fucking do. Do you have way too much time on your hands? Check out the Waveback Music Podcast. For the first episode, Chris takes a look at the wonderful Hip Tanaka soundtrack of Balloon Kid for the Game Boy. He likes it a lot.
Well, thanks, Dan. Next, Game of Thrones is back, and Hunter Wilde gives us his impressions of the season premiere and how it stacks up to the events of the books. Any article that features the phrase, "Nary a scrotum can't be bad," right? I could think of a few, but don't miss Game of Spoilers Episode 1, The Wars to Come.
Wow, okay, and now I get to talk about the worst thing. DC's Convergence is the topic of this week's Paper Cuts podcast, and Dan and Evan aren't exactly what you would call fans. Also, Dean will probably be there too. Check out their complete rundown of all things Convergence in Paper Cuts issue 30, Kingdoms and Flashpoints in Crisis. Oh my.
Actually, I am there. It's kind of a thing. I make a really good point.
Mm-hmm. A flashpoint?
Oh! Damn, son. Owned. There's a new episode of Into the Vault where Chris shines a light on the Watara supervision. Don't know what a Watara supervision is? Don't worry. There's nary a scrotum.
And finally, this week's Why I Love Wrestling is all about WWE superstar and all-around cool guy, Daniel Bryan, whose name sounds an awful lot like Dan Ryan. Coincidence? You decide. You can catch all this, plus tons of other podcasts, articles, and videos exclusively at Geekade.com. And we're back. Best segue ever.
Test.
We have returned from our break, and we're going to jump right back into our Nintendo discussion, and I'm going to go next because I want to.
Wait, Chris.
Yo.
You usually say, that was a productive break. We talked about a lot of shit, and usually we don't. This time we actually did. There was a lot covered in that break. I feel like you're selling the listeners a bit short.
Well, I'm always lying about how productive we are.
Right, but this time
we are actually
truthful.
Productive, I wouldn't be lying this time, and then I wouldn't feel good about myself.
That's fair enough. You are a prick.
I learned it from watching you. Anyways, let's see. I have a couple of ideas. Obviously, the one that seems like the most obvious in the world is some sort of Animal Crossing app that continues to exist in perpetuity on your phone, which then communicates with the game. Whatever. That's super obvious.
That would be cool. Like, you could go in and tend your crops and
I know.
Stuff
Wouldn't
while
that
you're
be
away
great?
From the console. That would be cool.
Yeah, I want that.
Farmville.
No, not the same.
It's way better because it's Animal Crossing.
What would be really cool, though, would be, like, if you... Like, if they made it region-based, this wouldn't be really cool to fucking anybody, actually. But what they could do is if they made it, like, region-based, where, like, if you really wanted fucking oranges for your town, you would have to go to, like, Florida.
You would have
so you're
to
saying it's augmented reality-based at that point?
Yes. That would be amazing. And
you have to check in
back.
At the Home Depot Garden Center where you peruse the seeds.
This is getting way too in-depth. I'm out. Wow. I'm out.
I'm excited.
I'm not going to the Florida
right
Home Depot. And then you're going to tell me I have to recruit a bunch of toads that are really just a bunch of illegal immigrants
it.
And stuff.
Oh, you fucking
nope,
racist.
It.
I knew it
did
was
it.
Coming.
I said illegal racist. Immigrants. That could be anything.
He said toads, not Mexicans.
The racist gloves
now,
are
now
off.
It's racist. Now it's
oh,
racist.
God.
We crossed the line.
On the border.
What does Taco Bell have to do with this?
Damn it, now I want tacos.
All right, so the two, the one that I had is ridiculously simplistic, so just kind of throw that out of the way. There's a game called Eggsplode, which is a Power Pad game. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it would just
be I don't think you should do a Power Pad on your phone. I don't know that the screen is really up for that.
just tapping to blow up the bombs, and you could even have like a local multiplayer thing where one player is placing the bombs, the other one's trying to, you know, poke them and pop them or whatever. It would be very easy, very simplistic. I think that would be cool. But the main thing that I think that they should do on mobile devices, and hear me out, is a new Clue Land.
Wow.
The original Clue Clue Land is not a good game. It's not.
No,
thanks for
it's
making
not.
Me remember.
But when I was playing it through NES Remix recently, I started to learn what they were going for. Because like when you're, it breaks it down into like this was the game's intent, and you have to do these little things. And once I kind of understood what they were going for, I understood that it could be a good game. They just failed the first time. So it seems like the kind of thing with, you know, this, your character is in perpetual motion, kind of like the limitless number of endless runners that are on mobile devices, and touch controls, I feel, would make it easier to do things like grabbing the poles and spinning around, and just kind of applying the basics of what Clu-Clu-Land was, except making it an entirely touch and or tilt-based thing on mobile devices, I think it could be a really cool game. It's a simplistic design. You can do it stage by stage. You can add local multiplayer, leaderboards, and it's one of those properties that's been dormant for, and it's essentially since its original creation. The only other time a Bubbles has shown up in anything was as an unlockable character in, was it Donkey Kong King of Swing for Game Boy Advance? I think she was unlockable, and a trophy in Smash Brothers, but that's about it.
Which no one played, and everybody who unlocked the trophy went, who the fuck is that?
Donkey Kong, not Smash Bros. To clarify.
Yeah, nobody played the Donkey Kong game on Game Boy.
Nobody played Smash Bros. On the Wii U. No one.
No.
Stupid.
Nobody, ever. But anyway, yeah, Clu-Clu-Land. That would be my dream thing to show up on there, because I love it when they reach back into the well and apply something new to it. And I feel like that's just one of those properties that's, it's such a weird world, like this weird fish bubble thing they've got going on there. A modern take on that would be really neat, and I think mobile's the right place for it.
I just pulled up some images on that and found a concept art for a Clu-Clu-Land amiibo.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I would totally buy a Bubbles amiibo.
Yeah, it's like the pin, and Bubbles is like swinging around it. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, if we're talking about the same image, that's what the trophy for Bubbles looked like in Smash Brothers Brawl, and I was like, God damn it, I want a new one of these, for some reason.
I could see that. I could see that working on in that kind of situation. I would be really, really surprised, because I think Nintendo likes to be like, what? What failed property? What are you talking about? Shut up.
Everything that we make is great.
Well, hey, they put Clu-Clu-Land in friggin' NES Remix, so obvious. And they keep re-releasing it on Virtual Console for some damn reason. They're like, oh, here it is.
Apparently somebody must be fucking buying it.
Jesus, why didn't I think of it? Flappy Bird Balloon Fight. It works. What the fuck?
It really does work. Flappy Bird is basically Balloon Trip. Good call.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Anyways, so yes, Clu-Clu-Land. That is my game of choice.
I could see that. I could really see that. I could see that being successful. It looks very similar to some of the more indie kind of like Dots and what's the ball one? Which I should not even be saying to you.
Balls?
No, I have one that's like 100 balls or something like that.
And oh, where the thing goes around
the
screen and
you gotta catch the thing. Yeah,
it was
that's a lot of balls.
In your mouth.
You know, as I'm holding my phone in my hand, I could probably
Mr. Just... Bucket? You put the balls in his mouth?
Mr. Bucket, out of my mouth they will pop. 100 balls. It is called 100 balls.
Wow. Bucket's fun.
It is buckets of fun.
In his mouth.
Oh, Chris.
Oh.
You don't put the balls in his mouth. The balls come out of his mouth.
I put the balls in his mouth.
You pop the balls in his top.
That's how you do it. I do it a different way.
They will pop.
Are you going in the exit, Dean?
Just imagine Dean's father walking in, yelling out his mother's name, which I don't know. Just... Marge! Kid's putting his balls in the thing's mouth again!
Marge DeFalco!
Marge DeFalco!
Get the hose!
Your son is...
Marge DeFalco, big fan of the show.
I had such high hopes for the show and they were met. I'm very happy.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you not to buy him this fucking game. I told you what he was going to do, Marge.
As soon as we saw it,
I said his balls are going right in there.
We should have got him Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Marge, he said he likes the way it tugs.
Oh, we're never going to have grandkids.
Oh, my balls have been through a lot of trauma.
Oh, God, there's a joke about Kerplunk in here somewhere. It's just not coming.
There really is. There's a whack-a-mole joke in here. There's fucking...
In anyway, what game would you like to see, Dean?
Yeah, Dean.
Preferably one that doesn't involve your balls.
Mr. Bucket for iPhone. Published by Nintendo. Yes, Dean, your turn. Close us out for the evening. What have you got for us?
Zelda and Peach Strip Poker.
Yeah, no, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in. Good, sold. No.
Cool, podcast
actually...
over. Good night, everybody.
Join us next week while we talk about...
I opened up the Pandora's chest. I don't even know why I mentioned that. I probably shouldn't have if I didn't want a reaction. So what I was thinking of was I was thinking of augmented reality, because that's a very underutilized thing, and I feel like, you know, the whole getting kids out of the house and like getting them active is a big thing nowadays, and I don't know how you could work that into a game, but I feel like, you know, getting them to move around and do things with the iPhone or Android cameras would be cool. One thing I really, really had a cool idea for was a Super Mario 2D platformer, but you take a picture of the level on your phone, and basically what it does is it makes the picture into an actual level. So, you know, if you take a picture of a house, and there's a space of grass, sky, and then a tree next to it, it'll turn the house into an obstacle, and then the tree into an obstacle as well, and everything. I don't know, just stuff like that. I feel like that's a very underutilized thing, maybe because it's not really a fully fleshed out technology yet, but I feel like that could be a really cool idea.
There could be some sort of like a Wii Sports application with that, I feel.
Maybe, yeah. What were you going to say, Chris?
Have you played a Chibi Robo Photo Finder?
No, I haven't.
It's
That was a lot of words.
it's on 3DS, and it uses AR quite a bit. It's I've played a little bit of it. I played the demo. I actually bought it with my Club Nintendo coins, since I had a bunch of those left over. That was one of the games I bought. And you're Chibi Robo, and you walk around, and you're basically finding things to go in a museum, but like mundane things. So you have to go find a mug and then take a picture of the mug, and then that shows up in the game, and then that goes in your museum. And they give you this list of things to go out and find in real life, take pictures of. And some of it's even really clever the way they do it, where you just have to find something that is a specific shape, like something that is a cylinder. And you could either find, like, I don't know, a can of tuna or a hockey puck, and they would both serve the same purpose, you know, and you would then take a picture of that thing, it would scan it into the game, and then you would have it in your museum. And so that's definitely within the realm of possibilities, because Nintendo has played with AR.
I mean, and wouldn't that be so much fun for like a family thing? You know, you're a mom trying to take your kids out to the supermarket. Ooh. And you cue that up, and it's like, find a cylinder. Okay, I gotta get a can of olives and stuff. All right, kids, take a bunch of pictures of whatever you think looks like a cylinder. So you're not only keeping them entertained, you're actually teaching them what shape a cylinder is. And, you know, it's fun for everyone at that point. And I don't know, like, I think that stuff is cool. I just had a
really good idea to piggyback on top of yours.
Go ahead.
You know how when you're playing Pokemon, you have to wander around in the grass forever looking for Pokemon to battle?
Yes.
What if you just wandered about your day looking for Pokemon to battle?
See, that would be fucking
AR
cool.
AR Pokemon Snap.
Yes. I totally agree. I'm so down for that AR Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap needs to happen on as a mobile. That's as obvious as the Animal Crossing one. Pokemon Snap on mobile has to happen.
That even locks in, like, and I am sounding weird for some reason. If you had an, like, you could tie it to the Apple Watch, right, or any of the wearable tech like that, that has little motors and shit in it that'll vibrate to give you alerts and whatnot. So if you're just walking about your day, you feel a buzz on your wrist, you have to pull out your phone, open up the
Zubat
app,
has appeared.
And you have to scan around to try and find where the fuck Pikachu is hiding. Like, Pikachu, get off that hobo. Snap. Right? Like, that would be really awesome.
I don't even think it should be Pokemon Snap. I think it should be fully Pokemon. Like, buzz, a wild Zubat has appeared. Stand
why Zubats?
And fucking battle
why,
it.
Why Zubats? Fuck Zubats.
Because we know you love Zubats.
Fuck Zubats.
So wait till you get to the gold bats.
And, like obviously the game would know as you're progressing through, so instead of you know, as you go along, the Pokemons that appear are going to be higher level. Maybe there's sometimes two, this, that, and the other thing. And it'll increase in difficulty just the same way that the game does. But instead of trudging your sprite through the world trying to find various Pokemon, you just go about your day until you've come across one.
And I mean, let's be real here. If Nintendo's going to release anything, it's not going to be shovelware. They don't do that. They never have. And
this Pokemon Shuffle game that came out on 3DS is, look, it's not bad as a gem swap game, but it's kind of like it's inching towards the everything you don't want these kinds of free to play games to be. But then on the other hand, they did make Rusty's Real Deal Baseball, which
exactly.
was freaking brilliant. So
that's a shining example of something that was done and thought through to perfection. I feel like Pokemon, the Pokemon company, might have had a bit of a say in what they released for the 3DS at that point. Rusty's game was more of a Nintendo thing, and I feel like that was a perfect example of what Nintendo as a company can do. And
yeah, that was a really interesting take on the free-to-play model. Same with, Steel Diver, Sub Wars. They did that free-to-play one. That's actually a really fun game, and it does free-to-play very well because it avoids the pay-to-win part of it, which is the worst part of free-to-play games.
Exactly. So, I mean, mine's super short, but yeah, I think more AR stuff would be cool. Pokemon Snap would be cool, even a regular Pokemon game. Mario stuff. You can go as far as the Mario Kart. You know, I don't know. You see a tree in the way, so you fucking take a picture of the tree or something, and that gets put on the course or whatever. Ideas like that are what need to be implemented for mobile games to be good. You need to use the features that aren't as prolific on a DS to really make mobile games pop out. Things that'll make these games stand out from the DS or the Wii U right now. These games need to be standalone things that can hold their own against their other competition.
I'm just sitting here thinking about how much of my life would be wasted wandering around the neighborhood if a real life Pokemon game happens. Like I would play the shit out of that. That would be so amazing.
There's an Electabuzz on that corner.
I'm
getting
it.
Now that you just said that, I just think of an Electabuzz in a fucking jacket dealing crack on a corner.
There's an Electabuzz on the corner, poisoning the youth of tomorrow. Get
call
that
the cops.
Love it.
I don't need cops. I got a Super Ball.
You gonna catch that bad Electabuzz?
I'm gonna catch him and rehabilitate him. Show him the error of his ways.
Who are you, DDP?
We're gonna do yoga. It's the most augmented of augmented realities. Gonna have this fucking layabout Electabuzz just fucking chiming my phone off all damn night. You're like, I get it. You want a battle? Fuck off. I'm sleeping. Bastard. Stop eating my Frosted Flakes.
What? Those are my Frosted Flakes. Have you been eating my Frosted Flakes?
Uh-oh. No, Electabuzz has. He's a worthless goddamn layabout. I told you about him. You didn't listen. You were like, no, I got a Super Ball. I got to get the Electabuzz. And I was like, honey, everybody knows about Electabuzzes. And you were like, whatever.
Well, Dan's clearly lost his mind.
Why did we just become Jewish and move to Yonkers?
So while Tiff tries to figure out what the hell happened to her husband,
I've been drinking this entire episode.
Well, drunk Dan is fun, Dan.
Indeed. Well, that should pretty much wrap us up for this show. Does anybody have any final thoughts about the Nintendo mobile situation?
Dr. Mario Gem Swap.
F-Zero Gem Swap.
Falcon Punch.
F-Zero Crossover Gem Swap.
Oh, there you go. Actually, no, what I would really like to see would be for them to do something like, nobody else has played this, except for maybe you, Chris. SNK Capcom Card Fighters Clash, Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay, something like that.
I understood most of the words in that sentence, but not the actual sentence.
Something like that makes perfect sense for these types of mobile games. Like, with Hearthstone and that sort of shit being as popular as it is, like a collectible card game based on Nintendo characters playable on mobile devices.
Oh, stop.
Like,
I would
that
buy that
sort
in
of
a
thing
second.
Would be amazing.
I would
yeah.
buy that in a fucking
Oh, my
second.
God. Yeah. I would definitely buy that in a second. I would love
so
to see
did
them.
Did we just say, like, Smash Brothers the card game?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, like, Card Fighters Clash was this thing that came out on Neo Geo Pocket Color.
I know
Color.
What it is.
Okay.
Patronize me.
I'm not patronizing.
Eating my Frosted Flakes.
That's Electabuzz.
God damn it. He's like the hardest card to get, too, by the way. Okay. No, I think something like that would be really cool. And I really honestly do think that whatever Nintendo comes out with is going to be nothing that anybody expects.
Agreed. Like, I think
just
that's what
so
I want.
So out of left field.
I want most from this whole thing is just I want them to surprise me. I'm curious if, because I know, I'm pretty sure Apple hasn't opened up, like you said, they opened up their controller optional tech. I don't think they've opened up their, I can't believe the NFC tech yet. But I think that they're going to, and if they do, I'd be curious if they're going to start tying Amiibo stuff into their mobile market too.
It wouldn't be surprising if they did.
I guess especially stuff like that Animal Crossing Happy Home Maker thing with the card packs. Like,
right.
And they kind of showed in that last Nintendo Direct, they can make Amiibos into anything.
Oh my God, bringing just back the fucking e-cards or more Amiibos. Chris, ever since you got me that Amiibo, I want more Amiibos now. you started something that, oh God, it's going to be bad.
I just want Amiibo out of those fucking things you used to put out front of your house in Animal Crossing, like the
gyroids.
Yeah, that look like cactus.
Yeah,
but were not cactus.
Well, it's all very interesting, and as we all know, chances are we're not going to see whatever they're doing coming. So it's going to be weird. It's going to be Nintendo, and I for one am very excited. So before we close out the episode, Dean, do the thing.
You all should look in the show notes. It's great. It's good for you. It's high in vitamin C, D, F, G, X, Y, Z. Also, we post all our links there to all the stuff we talked about. Even though everything we talked about today is completely imaginary and fictional, I don't know, maybe you'll find something cool, like the links to all our social stuff. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr, we got everything now. We're pretty much set. You can even find links to our email and our website. So I would say check out the show notes for any stuff you want to see or any reference links, because it's all going to be there. Once again, in the show notes.
Thank you, Dean.
That was creepy.
Equal parts creepy and professional, as always. So that's going to be it for episode 45 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Dean, Dan, and Tiff, for being with me again. And join us next week when we discuss... I had this written down somewhere. What were we talking about next week?
Metal Gear Solid.
Are we doing that next week?
Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear Castlevania. Solid.
Ooh. Metalvania.
Yes. Dracula.
I would
Castle
Stealth
Gear?
Game.
I would totally play Castle Gear Metalvania.
Gear Sylvania.
Dracula Snake. You're just Simon Belmont, but you walk around with a box?
Oh, God. Dracula and Snake makes Drake. No. No. Oh.
Starting
no.
from the bottom, now we're here.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. End the podcast before it gets any worse.
No, I know he's a fan of the show, but Drake, stop making music. You're fucking terrible.
Go back to being in a wheelchair.
Am I the only one that thought of Drake and the 99 Dragons for Xbox? Not that that's any
yes.
better.
Yes! Yes, you are.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
I was going to go Dan, Tiff, me, and Dean, but if you guys want to go a different order.
Yeah, if Tiff wants to go first, she can go first.
Cool, I'll just swap Tiff and Dan.
Okay.
We like to do that, too.
What?
Sometimes she wears the beard. I don't even fucking know what that means.